Thank you, Chair, and thank you for giving me the floor. And thank you for this rolling text. I would like to make the following remarks on the working characterization of laws. Having listened also to previous delegations, the first paragraph provides us with a broad characterization of laws that we believe it is widely shared in this group. And there are, of course, different views on whether we should simply refer to human intervention or whether we should talk instead of intervention by a human operator. Human intervention is certainly broader, but it lacks the element of agency that the reference to the operator implies. There is perhaps more work to do on this, but to come up with a formulation that could work both ways. In general terms, we think that this characterization of laws is rather broad as to cover all laws, and it should be as broad as possible, as it would form the basis for the definition of laws in a future instrument. For instance, we think it is better to use here only select and engage rather than identify, select, track, and engage, as this might leave out a number of systems. The way we read the first paragraph is that the key moment is activation. The last moment, a human intervenes, and then the system can engage and can select and engage a target by itself. But as this is phrased, the system can also be deactivated by a human before it selects and engages, or it can self-destruct if certain conditions are not met before it engages. So the characterization in this first paragraph works for us because it is rather broad, and as such it can apply to a broad range of systems with different levels of autonomy. So we can start from this and then work all the way down to a characterization of fully autonomous laws. In other words, systems that can select and engage and that cannot be stopped once activated, so that they are completely out of human control once activated. And then from that, from fully autonomous laws, we further restrict the characterization with those systems that violate IHL, so that we can ban those two. And then what is left are those systems that we will regulate according to the two-tier approach. In this way, characterization will help us determine prohibitions and regulations. Besides positive characterization, it would also be useful to say explicitly what is not an autonomous weapon system. We think that this is good for conceptual clarity to avoid interpretative misunderstandings in a future instrument. This is why we support paragraph 3. Although perhaps the list is not exhaustive. For instance, I would like to refer to what Germany said at the beginning of our debate concerning fully automated defensive anti-missile systems. However, we also share the approach of referring to what is not laws, not in the characterization of laws, but rather in the scope of a future instrument, explicitly leaving out of its scope certain weapon systems, mines, munitions, or ordnance. As far as paragraph 2 is concerned, we understand the idea behind the reference to nominal human input after activation. I heard the representative of the civilian agenda yesterday saying that without this, we would have a massive loophole in the characterization. However, the way this concept is formulated here does not help bring clarity. Perhaps we will have to work more on what exactly human intervention after activation is. I would also like to comment on a point that continues to be widely discussed, where there are clearly diverging views. It is the L in laws. Our mandate is to work on a set of elements for an instrument on lethal autonomous weapon systems, and we believe that we should stick with that now. However, We understand the points made by those that would like to talk about autonomous weapon systems. A system can be lethal by design or simply by the context of its use or by the consequences that it implies. It can be below the lethal threshold and still massively violate IHL. We could talk about laws, but at least it would be useful to arrive at a definition of lethality that could cover all those instances, as the ICRC and others have suggested. I thank you, Chair. I would